Pakanaka Amuri Zimbabwe.
Eita olande piko Zimbabwe moshe hamadzangu lingali chona njani mtoka so moshe Zimbabwe moshe. If you're tuning in right now, welcome to Live Talk at The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Mtoka so moshe Zimbabwe moshe wonko mundo ngena yokuhlelo siyakwa mngela kuhlelo tina mkamchila mchongwa chelu chewe chiki chirongwa The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, Muria Zimbabwe. Mtoka so moshe on a Tuesday, the 21st of December 2021, Muri Zimbabwe, Mtoka so moshe. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, sithanda ukubonga wonke umuntu olathi kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Tinothenda zvikuru sakune munhu wese ari kupinda pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki Muri Zimbabwe. If you're tuning in right now, welcome from wherever you are in the world. Welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Of course, I'm your wonderful host, Michael Hove, coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. Nasi mchirongwa chedu chevechidiki namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo siqhubekela pambili sikhangela udaba lokumemetheka kwecoronavirus elizweni. Tupendramberi tichizeya nyaya yekupararira kwedenda recoronavirus munyika Muri Zimbabwe, focusing on youth-led initiatives that are helping Zimbabweans better cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. But we're not just going to be ending there, Muri Zimbabwe. Nasi pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki, we're kickstarting a series whereby we're recapping the year 2021. Tonight on The Connection, we profile young Zimbabwean entrepreneurs as we recap on how businesses performed in Zimbabwe throughout the year of 2021. Now, unfortunately, Mtoka so moshe, Zimbabwe moshe, silo sizing embela tine urombo. Unfortunately, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. What this means is you will not be able to call in live as per usual. However, the good part is, as we speak, we're still broadcasting on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Daniela Gu VOA Studio 7. So don't forget to press the like button for those that are watching live so that we see. Because I was Chokwadi Muri Zimbabwe Tritose, Sisonke, Lapa Gushele Lechulabasakulayo, we're together. And for our YouTube fanatics, do not forget, we're broadcasting on YouTube as we speak. Our official page is at VOA Zimbabwe. So, Muri Zimbabwe, linga kohli ngempela ukufitezela lapha yokubhala ukuthi share. Sakangana ukuthi nyaphaya phakanze share. Do not forget to press the share button so that we watch the program in our numbers. And of course, for those that are looking to provide feedback on their thoughts on tonight's broadcast, and of course, you can write your comments on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. For everybody watching on YouTube, go ahead and write your comments in the comments section and we will get to see your feedback. Now, Muri Zimbabwe, as usual, first up, an update on COVID-19. Now, unfortunately, by the time we started recording this broadcast, we did not have the latest COVID-19 statistics that are usually provided by the Ministry of Health and Childcare. However, we're going to still give you some information which we received courtesy of the Ministry of Health and Childcare. Now, recently, the Ministry of Health and Childcare released on Twitter that Zimbabwe recently, on the December the 16th, received another consignment of 40,000 doses of the Covaxin vaccine from India. Now, they further released another statement, of course, which is urging citizens to take the COVID-19 jab, as they highlighted that the COVID-19 vaccine protects all individuals better from the coronavirus variants. That's all COVID-19 variants, Omicron included. Now, the government further mentions other things and urges citizens to go out there, vanobaiwa nomba inodzivirira COVID-19 munyika. So Muria Zimbabwe, that's some of the latest information that was released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare. Another 40,000 of Covaxin vaccines were landed in Zimbabwe on December 16th. But now the information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare was also matched and supported by South African scientists, all who are focusing on the effects of the Omicron variant on not just on Zimbabweans, but on people across the whole globe. They too urge people to get the COVID-19 vaccine, arguing that latest data shows that if you take the COVID-19 vaccine, you develop some form of immunity against the COVID-19 pandemic, especially the new variant that being Omicron. So let's head over to a report that was recently produced by Reuters that gives us a little more information pertaining to their findings.
Vaccines and high levels of prior infection are helping keep the latest wave of COVID-19, driven by the Omicron variant, milder than before. That's according to South Africa's Health Minister, Joe Fala. His comments came at a virtual briefing on Friday. Addressing the same news conference, Michelle Groom from the National Institute for Communicable Diseases said there had been an uptick in COVID-19 hospital admissions and deaths, but that the level was much lower than the baseline period between the second and third wave. Preliminary data suggests Omicron may be more contagious than the Delta variant, but less likely to cause severe illness, though much remains unknown. Scientists have warned it is too early to draw firm conclusions. In South Africa, as well as the United Kingdom and Denmark, the number of new Omicron infections has been doubling every 2 days. Experts have warned it could still have deadly consequences due to its transmissibility. Research also indicates that the two-dose vaccine regimens have vastly reduced protection against Omicron. However, a third booster shot is thought to restore much of the vaccine's efficacy. South Africa has given 44% of its adult population at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, a number that is higher than many other African countries, but well short of the government's end-year target.
Well, Zulukandaba Liezwa, Udabalolu Silletile Rong, Sagas, where Reuters, the Kassang, and Pelabe City, I abandon Meleba Pumming, opening Babo Bell, Shatra, Ejection, Evigil, Coronavirus, the sitting Mbela, Nembela, Ushatra Lily Jackson, Gula, who's to two in some Zim, Bagula, who sees the Uzulu, Igakulas in Eskati, Umkakalo, Omucha, Omicron. Ukhanya ngani usumemetheka emhlabeni jikelele ikakhulukazi kwele Zimbabwe ikakhulukazi kwele South Africa. So ingcwethi kwezempila kahle bayakhuthaza uZulu ukuthi hayi hambani liyohlatshwa leli Jackson besithi hayi lingahlatshwa leli Jackson, you develop some kind of immunity in comparison to abantu abangakalihlatshwa leli Jackson. Sakamuri yeZimbabwe murikunzwaka nawe uyathaphiwa nephenyiro yeReuters wachitsanangura zvizere apa nyaya dzeutano vanga vachitsanangura vachiti aiwa hanzi budai neuwandu hwenyu muchinobayiwa nhomba inodzivirira COVID-19 nekuti mukabayiwa nhomba iyi munodevelopa some kind of immunity from coronavirus, especially tichitarisa variant itsva iripo iri kupararira pasi rose Omicron. Now, expert sentiments on the COVID-19 vaccines are matched by a Zimbabwean who recently took it upon himself to kickstart a campaign educating not just Zimbabweans, but Southern Africans on the effects or the realities of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, recently, one of our correspondents, our Studio 7 correspondent, reached out to Melin Dovu, who is a cyclist who cycled all the way from Johannesburg to Bulawayo, using this opportunity, using this campaign to educate people on the realities of COVID-19. Let's head over to a conversation that was done by Studio 7 correspondent Albert Ngube with Melin Dovu, who explained more about this campaign and, of course, why he found it so important for you to use his talents to educate people on the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's take a look.
COVID-19. Siyazi ukuthi COVID-19 isibulele abantu abaningi. and asazi ukuthi bangaka abanye abasazokufa bebulawa yi-COVID-19. So esikugqugquzela abantu ukuthi behambe beye-vaccinate, behambe emtholampilo beye-vaccinate, uthole ukuthi bephephe emkhuhlaneni efana nale i-COVID-19. Ngoba kumanje ikhona eminye imikhuhlane evelayo kodwa asazi ukuthi ishiyane kangakanani ne-COVID-19. Kodwa nje esikugqugquzelayo ukuthi abantu behlale besazi ukuthi kumele bewashe izandla, befake amamaski ngaso sonke isikhathi. Njalo uma behlangana besemphakathi bengiphakathi, kumele bebekwazi ukuthi kumele befake amamaski. Njalo kule ndaba ye-social distance ukuthi umuntu abe 1.5 meters away komunye nomunye. Ngoba masingabe sisondelelana sonke sifuna ukuthi sizwasenkingi. Inkinga engihlangane nazo libhayisikili lami isuke la phuma amathaya la ngene kuphoto lapha mangiphuma lapha ebhedini bekunetraffic bidlula, then ngase ngingena kuphotholo lapha ngebhayisikili and bengisespeedi sokugijima. So kwasekusiba la mabhampu lapha kwasekusiba la mabhampu lapha engingakwazi ukuthi sizophepha nizenye sinakobulawayo na ala mabhampu ngoba la manye amaspray bevele ladlakula. Elinye lisuke ngamabhodlela lapha phezulu lapha, kodwa ngisezama ukuthi liphezu lapha
I work at Muri Zimbabwe. Apa, you were hearing there from Melin Jovu, a cyclist, Zimbabwean cyclist, Uyakachova, Basporo Rake, Kupaku, South Africa, Kusrika Kubulawayo, Angachi Shandisa, Rwendo, Kudzizi Savanu, Swarazwe, Southern Africa, anezve kuparara kwedenda re-COVID-19 manzwazve kare uyo Meli angatisanangura achikurudzira vanhu. Hanzi aiwa budai neuwandu hwenyu muchinobayiwa nhomba. Hanzi gamuchirai chirongwa chokubayiwa nhomba inodzivirira kuparara kwe-COVID-19. Akurudzira vanhu zvekare hanzi endrai mberi muchiremekedza mitemo irimo munyika yakanangana nekudzivirira COVID-19 yakafanana nekugeza maoko pamwe chete nemutemo we-social distancing. Kunavo vari kubva kupinda muchirongwa muri yezimbabwe, tinomugamuchirai muchirongwa chinotenda zvikurusa ane kutora nguva yenyu muchiva nesu pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Nhasi pari zvino tiri kuendera mberi tichidzeya nyaya yezvokupararira kwedenda recovid-19 tiri kunzwa munyika. Bazi rinoona nezveutano riri kuti aiwa musi wa16 December nyika yezimbabwe yakagamuchira dzimwe nhomba dzakabva kuindia 40,000 nhomba dzecovaccine dzakanangana nekudzivirira kupararira kwecovid-19. Tanzwa zvekare chizvaro chezimbabwe uyo akachovha bhasikoro rake akatanga chirongwa chakanangana nekudzivirira vanhu vemusouthern africa, kudzidzisa vanhu vemusouthern africa nezvekudzivirira kupararira kwedenda recovid-19. Vameli Ndlovu ndovanga vachitsanangura, tabva kuona vhidhiyo yavo vachitsanangura zvizere nezvechirongwa. Imi muri kuzvionawo sei zviri kuitika muzimbabwe? Hanzi 40,000 dzimwe nhomba dzecovid-19 dzasvika munyika. Zvekare vanhu vari kuendera vechidiki vari kuendera mberi vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vabayiwe nhomba uyezve vatore matanho ose mukudzivirira kupararira kwedenda recovid-19. Tiudzewo zvizere nezvamuri kusangana nazvo muzimbabwe. Muri yezimbabwe, nyorai macomments papeji redu repafacebook pavoa shona. Thank you so much to everybody tuning in pano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Siyabonga ngempela zulukandapa. Sithanda kuthatha leli thuba ukubonga uMeli Ndlovu, njalo simshayela ihlombe sithi amhlophe 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 Meli, what you're doing is really amazing work. Bhalani imibono yenu zulukandapa kukhasi lethu elefacebook nguvoa Ndebele. To everybody tuning in right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, and I'm your host, Mike Oye. Yes, I was a man. 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 Yes, I was
symptoms of virus. Kukosora is symptom. Kupisa muri is symptom. Kutata kubena zakanaka. Sana zakanaka. My symptoms.
Shout out to Mr. T. Dariba. Swa inindin Dariba. Jack Signal. They are coming up with a COVID-19 awareness message, partnering up with Root Africans. Gezai maoko, rigai kusaungana. Nekuti COVID-19. Chirwere, chiripo. And karayim to sanitizer. Shout out there to Mr. T. Dariba. Swa Jack Signal there. Now Zulukanda Basinje Nepela Gushanja Lesibili, Gushelulabasakulayo to now enter the second part of our conversation, Muria Zimbabwe. Earlier on I mentioned that Nasim Chonga Chaduceva Chikniki, we're not just focusing on the COVID-19 pandemic, but we're kickstarting a year-end series. Tonight we focus on the state of the economy. In a year-end series that we're starting tonight, Nasim Chirongwa, we're going to be speaking to young Zimbabwean entrepreneurs, focusing on their businesses, how they were able to cope in Zimbabwe amid the COVID-19 pandemic. To start off this conversation, we're joined by Blessing Petey, who is the founder of Don Mintero. Now, for those who do not know what Don Mintero is, Don Mintero is an up-class luxury clothing store whereby they design and of course, Amasut. They make suits or luxury clothing for both men and women. Now, the founder of Don Mintero, Blessing Piri, was also selected on the 50 under 40 Gumi Guru list of this year. Now, this list acknowledges or celebrates young Zimbabweans who are doing amazing work. And what's most exciting about it is that this year they particularly picked out young people who, regardless of the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, their businesses managed to find a way to flourish and stay afloat during a time whereby a lot of businesses were closing shop. So now, without wasting time, Muria Zimbabwe, I reached out to Blessing Petey via telephone. Let's hear the conversation that I had with Blessing Petey as he tells us more about the Gumi Guru list and, of course, how his business was able to cope under the COVID-19 pandemic.
So, Gumi Guru is a list that has been compiled by the team at Gumi Guru Incorporated. They've been doing this for a couple of years, I think about 5 years now. And they are simply listing movers and shakers in the economy, mm-hmm. and young people who are, you know, emerging leaders. And some of the people that have been listed on this list, you have gone on to be featured by the international list. Like this year, there was a listing of Mr. Sheki Timbulwa, who's also again in the Forbes 30 under 30. And over the years, they've listed emerging leaders like Arthur Marara, the late Pastor Zamara. They've also had the people like Ruveneko and, you know, some prominent young people who are moving and shaping in our economy.
Blessing, one thing I really like about the Gumi Guru list, especially this year's list, is that they really highlighted what companies such as yours, Don Mintero, were able to accomplish, especially under hard circumstances, under the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, tell me something, whilst focusing on the list itself, why is it so important to you as a young Zimbabwean entrepreneur to be recognized on such lists?
I guess it's just nice and it's a good feeling to know that there's someone out there who's watching and appreciate the good work or the impact that you're having on the community. Mm-hmm. I believe it's some form of encouragement that someone is watching and they actually acknowledge the impact that you're doing in the community.
Now, as mentioned earlier on, this year's list particularly focuses on how a lot of young people who were able to conduct their businesses, able to conduct their programs, are all helping different societies in Zimbabwe. However, this is all happening under the COVID-19 pandemic, but they were still able to be successful. with that in mind, I'm still curious, though, in terms of how the COVID-19 pandemic affected your business. Yes, you're still able to be running. Yes, you are still able to weigh out that wave of COVID-19. But I'm still curious about that. How did the COVID-19 pandemic affect your business?
Thank you. I think we have had this conversation over the past years. This is now the third year our country is being hit by the pandemic and having lockdowns here and there. So clearly, if you're a young company and you pride yourself in having some form of innovation, I'm sure we've reached a stage where we shouldn't be talking on how the pandemic has made you stay home, has, you know, impacted so much on your business. But then the whole business of innovation is finding a way around the circumstances of the lockdown and saying, you know what, this is what's going on here. And what am I going to do so that I make sure that I get myself a good livelihood? I give a good livelihood to my, fellow partners and workers within the company.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were getting into the pandemic and having the first lockdown, I would admit that really hit us so hard. I remember we even closed one of our showrooms in Samora Machel because we could not keep up with the rentals because the first level of the lockdown, it was strictly no businesses opening. Strictly no one is going into the CBD.
Mm-hmm.
So at first, that was a really issue for us. But then through trying to find ways on how you can survive the pandemic, and, you know, sometimes they say experience is the best teacher. And in the first few months, we'd be crying babies and say, what are we going to do now? The pandemic is here. People are not allowed to move around and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have to sit down and say, so what's next? Are we going to close the company just because we now have the pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
So I would admit, at the beginning of the pandemic, it really affected us.
Mm-hmm.
But then moving on, we then found ways on how we could operate past the COVID lockdowns.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to sit down as a team and devise ways to work even within those harsh conditions.
Now, your business is one of, I guess, in the grand scheme of things, in terms of global businesses that collapsed due to COVID-19, your business is amongst the minorities of business that was able to steer the wave and soldier on without, whilst others were closing doors. Now, I'm really curious about the strategies that you had in place, or that you still have in place, considering the fact that COVID-19 is still running. What strategies do you have in place for your business that are helping you guys steer this COVID-19 wave?
Nice. We had to embrace the technologies.
Mm-hmm.
See, we had our marketing team making flyers and stuff and all that. We had to shift from that old model and focus on social media. So you'd realize that you could almost predict that after a number of certain weeks, we were going to go back to stage one.
Mm-hmm.
And after a number of certain weeks, we were going to be totally shut down and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing, we had to focus on the social media.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that people were not allowed to move around to get into the CBD, but then everyone would spend their time on their phones.
Mm-hmm.
So we approached people right in their homes through their phones.
Mm-hmm.
We then invested in a lot of Facebook and Instagram marketing.
Mm-hmm.
People who were looking into getting soup for their weddings, for their functions, we then got to them through social media.
Mm-hmm.
And since we had closed the showroom, we then thought of having an in-person measurements and order delivery. So instead of people coming to us, we then found a way of saying, you know what, people are not allowed to get into the CBD without, the letters that allows them to move around. But then mm-hmm. companies were allowed to move. So we then found agents who would go into people's homes and take measurements for suits, come back into the workshop, work on those suits. You have a small production line. Then after a couple of days, those same agents then go back and deliver the suits in people's homes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we then found that employing such kind of a strategy enabled us to come back into business. And even when the restrictions were a little bit relaxed, we were still able to, meet the demand of people who needed wedding suits. And also, whenever there was a tight lockdown, we would make sure that we would produce.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that when the restrictions relaxes, we know that people are going to flock in because they would want to say, we want to do our wedding within these 2 weeks that have been opened. So mm-hmm. you automatically know that demand is going to be high during the same period.
Mm-hmm.
So we then prepared in advance and we're able to meet the demands of the people.
Koma blessing, chinotenda zvikuru sanekuvane supano pachirongwa. Ndanchikumbura kuti chimbozeyawo nyaya ine rimiro amai. Chotanga panyaya yechirongwa chegumi guru, 50 under 40 list. Ndanchikumbura kuti mutsananguriro kune vachiyerezere nezvichirongwa ichi.
Zvinotenda. Chirongwa chegumi guru, 50, vari pasi pemakore 30.
Mm-hmm.
Chirongwa chakagadzirwa kupemberera vechidiki vari kuita zvinobatika munharaunda muno muZimbabwe. Munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dzingave mabhizimusi, matongerwo enyika nekungovewo kubatsira munharaunda dzatinogara. Chirongwa ichi change chichiitwa kwemakore mashanu adarika. Zvinofunga kuti gore rinori rinogona kuve rechishanu kana rechisix. Uyezve vakwanisa kuti vaprofaile vechidiki vane zvinobatika zvavari kuita munharaunda vakaita sana Ruvhene Kupari Renyatwa, Arthur Marara, Mushakabvu Patrick Dzamara, Patson Dzamara. Mugore rino vakwanisa zvakare kuisa mulist iri vatinoti vechidiki vane zvavari kuita zviri kuonekwa nemapazi ari international. Semuenzaniso ndichatora mukoma Sheki Tarumbwa. Vakakwanisa kupinda muForbes 30 under 30 iro mugore rinori. Ndo vatakaiswa navo mulist iroro. Zvinova zvinhu zvinofadza uye zvinosimudzira kuti shuwa zvandiri kuita kune mumwewo ari kuona. Zvinokusimudzira kuti even mune ramangwana unoziva kuti ukada kuti rege ndirelaxe, unoziva kuti kune mumwe wandiri kusimudzirawo. So ndinoona chiri chirongwa chakanaka uyezve ndinonzwa kuve hambo nokusimudzirwa zvakare kuvewo ndichiiswa pakati pavanhu vakuru vakaita seavo.
Sezvamambotsanangura nechirungu nezvechirongwa ichi, muchiti chirongwa ichi chakanangana nekupembera vana muzvinabhizinesi vakashanda nemazvo gore rino panguva iyo Zimbabwe nepasi rose riri kurwisana nedenda reCOVID-19. Ndachida kunzwa nezvematambudziko amakasangana nawo panguva iyo Zimbabwe yanga ichirwisana nedenda iri. Denda reCOVID-19 rakakanganisa sei basa ramunoita?
Mirau yelockdown maringe nedenda reCOVID-19 yaita seyayevenutswa. Hatisina kunyanya kusungirirwa sezvatainge takaita munguva yadarika yatikambotaura pachirongwa chino. Iko zvino vanhu vekutendirwa kutenga nekutengeserana zvakasununguka. Uyezve tichirangarira kuti Zimbabwe is a highly informal economy, kureva kuti atina kunyanya kutengeserana kwakanyanya zviri pamutemo. Tiri tine chakawanda tiri kuitika muchivande kuti vamwani vachino cross the border vachinotenga ku South Africa vachidzoka vamwe chinda ku Zambia vachididi vachizvita muma individual capacities. Izvi zvinova zvatibatira kuti dzimwe dzenguva zvinogona kuoma kuti as a company muite order yakakura kuti ipinde paborder kuye nokudidi asi kuburikidza nokuve informal kuburikidza neinformal nature yeekonomi yedu tinowanikwa tichisesekedzwa kuti even zvinhu zvakaoma kudaro we make small orders kuma individuals vanenge vachienda kune dzimwe nyika vachititorera mamaterials tichiuya muno muzimbabwe tokwanisa kuti tishande.
In English, Blessing, could you repeat those sentiments you just echoed pertaining to the challenges that you faced under the COVID-19 pandemic, and of course, how you were able to overcome those challenges? Because I think that's a very important factor or a very important thing for our audience to understand.
The restrictions are now a little bit relaxed in terms of the lockdown regulations. We would see that earlier in the day, people were not allowed to freely trade, and the borders were tightly closed. And over the recent times, there have been some form of relaxation in that regards. So it's not 100% efficient as we would want it to be. But then there is a way that young people, or rather individuals, are able to do inter-country trade. For example, you would find that around your neighborhood, there is a lady who goes to Zambia, there is a lady who goes to South Africa to order some of these things. So these are some of the channels that we are utilizing as a young company, because we do understand that our country is highly informal, and we are just taking advantage of that. So instead of doing large orders in terms of importing material from other countries, we're now doing, small orders. When you find someone going to Zambia, when you find someone going to South Africa, they then go and buy certain material that we then come and use in our operations.
Now, in closing, Blessing, what parting words would you have for our young entrepreneurs in Zimbabwe?
Right. I would say, I'm glad that you have started something. I'm glad that you're moving towards the direction of your purpose and your vision. The honest truth is, help is not on the way. No one is coming to rescue us. We've got to make do with what we have at the moment. If you've got tomatoes, start by selling those. If you've got clothes, start by selling those. If you've got a skill, start by offering that skill to the next person, that church elder. Start somewhere. The honest truth is, help is not on the way, dear young people. Young entrepreneur, do with what you have.
Well, Zulu Kandaba is Tando Bonga, Blessing Aphiri, Mogus Tasa, Gustavo Little Lava Sakulayo, the guys Turam Kana Mukutenda, Eva Blessing Piri, Neku Turam Kana, who pinned the panel, Patrova Chiluchi, Iki, Elias was Uganda by Inkutas, or Blessing Piri, Esita, I Guava Sakulayo, Utubafe, Tulina Melukun Mende, Uti, Alipe, Usis, Uta, I think, Anis, Langova, we are showing Empeluti, help is not coming anytime soon. We are showing Empeluti, Sugumani, Suganda, Sugumani, Wonkumundong, Sakulayo. If you have a business, which is Sugumani, Liz Sevenza, Liz Sevenza, Catalala, see the fruits of your hard work. Lugwana Jadi Loku Suganda, Palani, Mibone, Bukasi, Facebook, Bu, VOA, Debele. But now, whilst on the discussion of businesses and, of course, young entrepreneurs in Zimbabwe, Studio 7 correspondent Ezra Jesus Banda recently took to the streets of Bulawayo, Ntuthuziyachunga, and spoke to the youth of the nation, especially the young entrepreneurs, about their businesses and, of course, how they fared in 2021. So let's go head over to that interview that was conducted by Ezra. In the first interview here, he's speaking to Ubukhosi Mdladla, popularly known as Utsotsi. Let's head over to the conversation that Ezra had with Utsotsi.
Ibizo lami ngubukhosi Mdladla, ngiyazakala as Utsotsi. Ubizo lithi Tsotsi doesn't mean ukuthi ngilisela or ngiropa abantu. Utsotsi ngumuntu onjani ohlakaniphileyo osiza abantu. Mina by nature ngiyam a designer. Utanki impilo lo is part of my designs. So empilweni ngilungisa amafoni. I fix phones at Hardon and Sly. So if anyone, I specialize mainly on iPhone and Samsung.
Ufundele yini lokho?
I did the IT.
Where's the IT?
Yes, I did. Amafoni, part of what you, once you do an IT, it's related to in the IT. Yes.
So kuthi abantu abafuna ukuthenga amafoni bengabuya ku.
Bengabuya.
Abafundisa abafoni babuya ku.
Babuya yini? Ngaqala ngulungisa I remote. That's when it gave me motivation. And you know, I remote feel. No. Let me just what?
Ulungisa iphone.
Yes.
Wayilungisa iremote.
Ngayilungisa iremote.
Yasebenza.
Yasebenza iremote.
Wasuka lapho ke wayanga.
Ngasuka lapho I did e-designing.
Yokudizayina isiqhoko.
Isiqhoko, yes. Leana it's an inborn thing. I didn't go to school for that.
Yeah.
Yinto nje ukuthi if I see any fabric, it turns to me ukuthi kube yini. Ngile fashion thing ekumele ngiyenze.
So wena lezo le mpahla enozidizayina.
Currently,
ulazo yini
hold, it's on hold. Was due to the situation enzakalayo.
Yeah, uzama ukuchaza ngesindebele kakhulu ukuthi abazi balalele bese. Yeah.
Ukuthi the situation enzakalayo eZimbabwe ifuna multitask. Ngiyakuyeka yenza into eyi-1.
So lapho uyaphila ngakho lo.
Ngiyaphila ngamafoni angicomplain.
Uqase nini usebenza lendaba
amafoni? Amafoni ngiqalise ngo-2004. Yes, after
azange uphumele izweni ukuthi uthenze ibaleka njengabanye.
Hayi, anzange ngiyenze ilizwe leli lizwe li-right kakhulu. Inkalakatha ufunani i-patience kuphela. Kuzaze kusilungile lati.
Njengomuntu omutsha kangaka okuningi kwahlala kunzima imali ayingekho kwahamba njani?
Into ekhona khona lokho enzama ukukhuluma ukuthi i-patience kuzaze kulunge. Aku-affect mina kuphela. Kulabanye abantu. Ndilabona laba abantu aba-abroad. Eventually bazabuya ekhaya. Home is sweet.
Well, sulukandaba lisanda ukuzwa ingxoxo eyenzwe ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda. Shout out there to Ezra Jesus Banda. They're speaking to Utsotsi, Ubukhosi, popularly known by the nickname Utsotsi. Ubukhosi there is he's a lot of things, a man of very a lot of talents. He's an IT specialist. You heard him there saying Utsi. He himself, as an IT specialist, focuses on fixing phones. So if you're in the Bulawayo area and you have your iPhone or your Samsung not working, hit up Ubukhosi. Ubukhosi is also a designer. You saw him there speaking to Ezra Jesus Banda, showing off his t-shirt that was written Danke Mpilo. So shout out there to Ezra Jesus Banda speaking to Ubukhosi. We have one more interview that we're going to play that, where Ezra spoke to another young entrepreneur. But before we head over to that conversation, I want to head over to my next conversation that I had with Danielle Machibaya, who is a baker. She has her business, and she too started her business under the COVID-19 lockdown. So let's hear more from Danielle, who tells us more about her business and how business has gone for her throughout the year 2021.
So my company is called Bakes by Dan, currently run by myself, my sister, and my mom. And basically, I am the hands, and my sister and my mom are the wheels. And so we bake and produce products and deliver them to customers.
Danielle, tell me something. What made you get into baking?
I think I definitely have to say just I've always had a passion for cooking and for making food. And so I thought, you know what? Why not do something exciting with my life, keep myself busy and active? And so, you know, that's how it came about.
You're a fellow young person who did what others were not doing. You opened your business whilst others were closing shop under the COVID-19 lockdown. Tell us a little more about that part of your journey.
So pretty much I just set up an Instagram page because at the time I was seeing lots of small businesses pitching up, you know, people trying to get a source of income. And so I said to myself, you know what, why not make income for myself? Mm-hmm. And so I started my page up and I posted a couple of pictures, got some practice in, and then I started getting orders. And so that's how it started.
Now, as mentioned earlier on, your business started under lockdown. Operations stopped for a brief moment because of the third wave that was being experienced in Zimbabwe. But you're back up again and you've reopened. I'm curious in terms of what you're doing to keep your team safe from the COVID-19 pandemic. So could you tell us a little more about that?
Definitely masks, sanitizing, social distancing, you know, meeting and delivering in open spaces, you know, not like very compact spaces. Mm-hmm. And I think I just have to say the masks, especially keeping lots of distance between each other, not touching each other, of course.
Now, Danielle, 2021 was a very challenging year for a lot of people. A lot of entrepreneurs that I've spoken to, in actual fact, when you narrow it down, argue that 2021 was just an extension of 2020 in terms of the COVID-19 pandemic being there and all these different programs that were affecting natural flow of business. So I'm a little curious to hear more about your journey, especially because you're someone who started her business when most people were closing doors. So tell us a little more about that part of your journey whereby started your business. What's business been like for you in 2021?
I think just because I've been very enclosed, so I probably haven't faced as many problems as most business owners have. But I think just, you know, being cautious on the roads, because during the lockdowns, there were police officers on the road. You know, it's kind of like, why are you traveling? Where are you going? And, you know, they wouldn't understand that I've got a small business. I'm trying to make an income. So I think that would have to be one of the challenges. I think the main challenge, definitely just getting around the city.
As a young entrepreneur, a young Zimbabwean entrepreneur to be specific, I'm a little curious to hear more in terms of what you'd like to see your environment look like. So what would you like to see in terms of, I guess, women empowerment or women being able to accomplish, especially in the world of business?
I think definitely supporting each other, you know, opening businesses, getting into interesting jobs, you know, just not really female orientated, shall I say, that would, you know, because society has this standard of what ladies should do and what ladies shouldn't do, you know, things like engineering and things like cooking as well, because I've seen in the cooking industry, it's very male dominated.
Now, of course, speaking of women empowerment, we've seen recently over the last couple of years, we've seen a lot of women come into positions of power. Is that shift in terms of dynamics and women empowerment something that you find exciting as a young woman?
It is very exciting. It is. Mm-hmm. Women have always been set back and kind of men have been in the bigger picture. But now seeing that, you know, there are other females out there doing great things, it empowers me myself. And I say, okay, that could be me one day. Why not give it a shot? And so I get that motivation and that drive from seeing other women in power.
Awesome stuff, Danielle. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap up here with our conversation. But as we close up our conversation here, do kindly tell our audience where they can find more information on Bakes by Dan.
You can find me on Instagram. I am Bakes by Dan. I've got my contact number in there as well. So if you want to send me a message on WhatsApp, you can.
Well, Zulukanda basithanda ukubonga uDanielle Machibaya, usakhulayo lo usomabhizimusi. Yena uDanielle ukumsebenzi wokubhekha amanamnede anything sweet. Here we're talking about cakes, cookies, etc., etc., pancakes, bonke. Danielle makes it upon demand. She's speaking there about her business and of course how business fared for her. Yena njengo sakhulayo njengo somabhizimusi kulomnyaka umnyaka 2021. So once again, for all young entrepreneurs that are looking to join us, Pano Patronga Chonichewekiki, looking to showcase their work, please feel free to hit me up on Twitter and Instagram at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3. You can also send me an email on mhove@voanews.com. Azulu kandaba sithanda ubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo, wonke umuntu olathi kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. For those tuning in right now, you've missed a couple of conversations, but once again, thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Pano Patronga Chonichewekiki. If you're tuning in right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection. And I'm your host, Mike Hove.
Zikipanda po ekama nguma Wiza, I'm a kwaido artist, aka Mr. Nkulumis Kiwa nge Veneki. Guys, COVID-19, ababiza nge corona, inte kona. Pambili nge social distancing, askeze nizanja, always stay safe, stay home. Last name.
Easy, machita,
Shout out to that amazing message there by Mr. Nkulumis Kiwa Venecula. Mawiza, Wiza there. Just like what was said by Mr. Jazz Signal earlier on. Mawiza, COVID-19 is real. Zulugandaba, Gezani Zanja, practice social distancing. Shatra, vaccine. Echonge, ukuvikela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. But now, as we wrap up our conversations with the youth of the nation, I mentioned Ezra Chisa's Banda spoke to a couple of young people. The next conversation that I want to head over to is a conversation that Ezra had with Albert Mbofu, another young entrepreneur based in Gontutu, Ziyachunga. Let's head over to that conversation.
Minikama Albert Mbofu. Kudala vele DJ. I think Kates is saying Lago going for 25 years in DJ. So knowing what is Mbapu injured, because of the corona actually helped me, because from there I managed to start my own things. Because during corona I wasn't working, but then I started selling tomatoes. From tomatoes I started doing amabele. From amabele we started doing our cakes, Katesi sends our cakes for weddings, for birthday parties and everything. And then now I'm into media. So I do photos, I do video, in chat or, you know, corporate events and everything. It's good because now I do something which is mine. Rather than going in the way and upset DJ, because I'll be DJing for other people, I'll be getting paid. But then now, I make my own money. You know, I'm a Katesi ngati sing you for swan. So, yeah.
So, lapha ekuthini nje umuntu omutsha osakhulayo, kwaba nzima ukungana nto uqala ibusiness la.
It was difficult because during a lockdown, imali ibingekho. But I thank God because I used to pray and then God answered me. I started a crate A1 in mathematics up to until I used to push about 10 crates. It was difficult. But then with focus, dedication, and pushing on, Katesi, at least I know I'm growing. And then I'm looking into venturing into other businesses as well.
So lapho ngakhuluma my venture uyenze lobanda banjani and chat wenza ama cake wenzela banjani.
Ama birthday parties abantu if le birthday now if le birthday birthday I can do a nice cake.
Yes.
We do ama cakes.
We are bakers.
Yes. I do ama cakes for birthdays, I do ama cakes for my anniversary for umchato, because last week we did a cake for a wedding as Escondini. And
what was good?
Yes, it was nice. And they actually loved the cake.
So Katesi ke njengomuntu omutsha abantu bengakuthola ngapi abafuna ukuthi bakuhaye ukuthi bozobenzela imchato lombo benzele amakhekhe uma uzobathathela amapikitha anti uyathatha amapikitha konke.
Yes, ngiyathathela amapikitha and Katesi futhi sokule sound system. So now is a package. Siyakwenzela ikhekhe, sokuthatha ipicture, sokuthatha ivideo, sokuprovidela ngesound. So people can get hold of me. My WhatsApp number is 071-263-071-289-2018. Social media, Facebook, it's Dagrover. And then for Ama Cakes, social media, it's Divine Cakes.
Well, shout out there to Bra Ezra Jesus Banda. They're speaking to Albert Mpofu, another young entrepreneur in Zimbabwe. Now, as we wrap up our conversation, Moria Zimbabwe, let's head over to my last young person that I spoke to. His name is Sydney Maregetse, another young entrepreneur. He is based in South Africa. We'll talk about his experiences and, of course, how the year 2021 went for him. Let's hear more from Sydney.
You know, my business, actually, you know, it's all about the brand, you know, that I kind of created, you know. You know, like having been in you know, in the trade business, you know, in the industry, construction industry, you know, having done a lot of artistic, creative kind of work, you know, I've always felt like there's something missing in creative industry, in a brand that represents people, you know. Like that speaks to you, you know, that speaks to what you do. And that's how I came up and created a brand, Artisan, you know, this is a brand that I really hold dearly in, you know, in my heart, because it speaks to me as well. And I also wanted to speak to people, you know, to all those artists out there, to all those tradesmen, to all those musicians, you know.
Now, Sydney, a lot of our entrepreneurs have argued that 2021 was just an extension of 2020. The coronavirus pandemic is still here. A lot of nations across the globe in 2020 experienced lockdowns. A lot of countries experienced travel restrictions. All of these are things that impact business. So talk to me about that. I would like to hear more about your business. How has business been for you in the year 2021?
To be honest, I think I only started this business that I think around 20 February this year, that's 2021. Okay. So I can say it's something that actually sprung up in the COVID era, and to be honest, I really wasn't really hoping that it will get so much. It will like sprung up with the way things are so difficult, you know, around the world. But I've always felt, but the thing is with the business, I just feel like it's timeless, you know. It doesn't really revolve at any era, you know. If someone relates, you know. If someone feels that, you know, this is a brand that represents me, it's got nothing to do with any era and all that. But I also understand that, like, now the response is not that good, because probably of financial strains that people have around. So it hasn't kicked up the way I also expected, you know. But to be honest, you know, for something that I've just recently started, I couldn't be asking for any more. And I greatly appreciate the people who actually are rooting behind the brand. But it's really getting out there, because I already have people in different countries that are already wearing the brand.
Right.
That's in Botswana, Zimbabwe. I have people around South African provinces. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of guys in the States.
Now, speaking of the coronavirus pandemic, the lockdowns, the travel restrictions, all these things that experts are arguing impact business. How have these things affected your business?
It's not been that easy, because, you know, at times, you know, we're moving from level one to level three, and then you go back to level four, and then you're coming down to level one. So you find that even like us, you know, small brands, small companies are still trying to come out. We rely on suppliers that have already made clothing, you know, that we go and buy, and then we try to reprint and all this and that. So you find that at times you find the shop is closed, or you find they're saying this certain color you want is not available, let's wait.
I watch a kunza like an akamkoma Sydney, Gatimbo, Zia, Nirimiro, Mike, Sacha Petaka, Urukuredu. Tinotanga tichibata kanyaya yezvekambani yenyu. Ndanichikumbira kumudza vateereri zvizere nezvekambani yenyu.
Company ndakaitanga around February. Ndaida kutsvaga something chandokwanisa kuita chinobatawo a lot of lives. Ndoda kuti tipe vanhu that community based brand we can uplift each other as a community. Kana pane munhu wekuti ndi artisan ari mechanic, kwamuona wakapfeka tikuti chilinga naye.
Makatanga company yenyu apo South Africa yanga iri pasi pelockdown. Chirongwa chakanangana nekudzivirira kupararira kwedenda recovid-19. Tiudzeiwo zvizere nezvematambudziko amakasangana nawo apo manga muchivhura kambani yenyu. Panguva iyo zvekare vazhinji vanga vachivhura makambani avo.
Madambudziko aya akawanda zvekuti patinotenga masupplies edu apa, we find kuti masuppliers anopererwawo nezvinhu, ende zvimwe futi zvinonetsa ndezvekuti maborders paanovharwa paya paya, kutumira vanhu zvinhu zvinodhura futi, and then apa yoda kutishaya kupromota brand, of which ndiro experience some of those challenges, yekuti unopeisira wakubhadhara actually more than mari yauri kuita iwewe on the brand, but nechido chekuti uda kudriva message yako kuti ibude kuvanhu, hauzotarise nekuti uri kuwana maretens akaita sei. Vese vakawanda vari kutenga clothing from me, vakawanda vacho havazotombobhadhara, you know, any charges for Korea, because ndichiri kuda kupromota brand. Saka you find kuti manje maborders kana ari kunetsa kudai, zvinodhura futi kuti tese utumire munhu.
Tombozeya kanyaya yezvedenda, kupararira kwedenda kwecovid-19. Tinoona kuti nyika dzakasiyana-siyana dzanga dziine malockdown gore rino. Tichionawo zvakare kuti recently mwedzi uno South Africa yanga yamboiswawo pamatravel restrictions nenyika dzakafanana naAmerica neUK vachiedza kakudzivirira kupararira kwedenda recovid-19 mhando iyo yeOmicron. Titsanangurirewo kuti imi bhizinesi renyu muri kuribata sei.
Kana muri kunoko Africa, zvichiri nani kuti ndikwanise kureach out kune vanhu, or the clothing rinoproduce kwamuno South Africa ndozo distribute around kune vanhu vanenge vari just in surrounding. Kana kuri kuna kunze uko kunana Australia, UK nekuAmerica, ndakakwanisa kulinka kutaudzana nevanhu vanoprinta in those countries iwavo, vekuti kana munhu akaorder ari kuAustralia ndinolinka nekambani iyoyo, send madesigns anenge achidiwa nemacolors roproduswa ikoko. Izvozvo zvinondibatsira patime frame kuti ndisanetsekane manje nemarestrictions ekutumira, because zvaakudhura kana kutumira zvinhu outside the country. You find kuti price a t-shirt kuti uitumire it's almost double. Saka ndakakwanisa kutaura nemakambani akati ari around the world, and then unowana a product yako in good time.
All right, Sydney, thank you so much for explaining that. And Shana, as we wrap up in English here, kindly do tell our audience where they can find more information on Artisan.
Okay, you know, so if you're out there in the world, you know, you hit up on SLTs that relate on Instagram, or you can go to teasthatrelate.com. And also the other thing I forgot to mention, how I've been able also to link up with printers out there, because I do print on demand as well on the brand. So I've managed to speak to guys in Australia so I can print the brand in Australia and be able to deliver it there. I've also done that already. I print in the States. Shout out to RBY Prints. They have printed a couple of t-shirts for me now. They are based in Georgia, you know. I also have a company that I linked up with in UK. I think they're based in London, you know, also. So if anybody orders a T-shirt, you know, so if you're in Europe, you know, you don't have to wait like 2-3 months, you know. You're getting a T-shirt in like less than a week or a few days if you're actually based in London. So, yeah, so hit me up on Facebook. Facebook is SLTs That Relate. Or you can go to my personal page, that's Sydney Maregeza Facebook. At SOTs That Relate on Instagram, and yeah, and then you can hit me up on or go to our website teasthatrelate.com, and then yeah, we can chat and get you the brand that represents you.
All right then. Thokoza muhle Zimbabwe muhle sithanda ukuthatha leli thuba ukubonga uSydney Maregetse, a young Zimbabwe entrepreneur based in South Africa ngokungena kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Bona lokho lamhlanje thokoza muhle Zimbabwe muhle sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Thank you so much to all my guests that took time out to be with me. And of course, most importantly, thank you so much to you, our loyal listeners, that took time out to be with us. Let's meet same time, same place, Studio 7. From me, Michael, Mulia Zimbabwe and the team, happy, happy, Merry Christmas. Let's meet next week. Chabazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe. Bye-bye.